Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Ball doesn't come out quick.
A little bit. Speed up just a little bit.
Is that his head or speed up his arm?
Everything. Back drop faster, set his feet, let it go. He's holding on to it just a little bit too long. But that'll come with reps.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from the Seaport District at Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. We're presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests join on the Goodyear Hotline. That includes David Kaplan from ESPN 1000, host of Cap and J. Hood, which immediately follows us in Chicago. Good morning, Cap.
Please play Cap the sound.
What's up, gentlemen? How we doing?
Cap, I need you to hear something that Keyshawn said to me, and it had me almost leave the studio. Just me. You may feel differently. I just want to hear your feedback on this. Can we play the sound?
Okay.
You said Matt Nagy is not going to be the coach. I look at you square in the eyes on this day and at this time.
Hmm.
Matt Nagy will have an extension at the end of the
year. Oh, Lord.
I'm okay. Just telling you. Save the tape.
I'm just telling you.
Cap.
Okay. So let me just say this. I vehemently disagreed with Key yesterday when he was on my show in Chicago with Hoodie. And we'll get to that in a little bit. But if they go out and play competent football and Justin looks like what we all think he's going to look like, this dude's getting extended.
Thank you, David. I appreciate it.
Because why, Jay, I understand, and I was yelling a week ago, you got to fire that dude after the Cleveland game because he's going to get this young kid killed. But if he has seen the light, if his bosses have laid the ultimatum, whatever the case may be, if they go out, and I'm not telling you they're going to win every game the rest of the way and win the Super Bowl, but if they're competent, it's not like Mark Trestman in 2014 where he lost the room. Because I've talked to guys in that room. These dudes like playing for this man. They like him. So if they go out and they win 8 football games, they're 8-19, 7-10, but you go at the end of the year, hey, man, that kid's the real deal. There's your offensive rookie of the year.
But Cap,
would you change schemes?
Is he calling plays? Is Bill Lazor calling plays? Like, is it
Bill Lazor's got it? It's his play.
It's his
playbook
sheet now.
Going forward.
Cap, you said once upon a time, correct me if I'm wrong, that the day that they drafted Justin Fields was the greatest sports day in Chicago since the Cubs won the World Series, right?
That's correct.
And I was advocating for the Bears to trade up and grab Justin Fields before the draft, and they did it. Good for them. Is this day, or yesterday, when Nagy names him the starter on an ongoing basis, is that the best sports day in Chicago since they drafted Justin Fields?
Wow, you're asking me that on the day the White Sox are going to the playoffs and won the division, and the Bulls did a lot in the offseason to get people really excited. I think people, it was time already. We've been waiting on this. So they're not like over the moon. It's more a sense of thank freaking God you got this figured out. I don't know why on Tuesday morning you're telling the media Andy Dalton's QB1 if he's healthy. And Tuesday night he called Justin Fields in and said, hey, man, I'm just letting you know you're the guy. So, yeah, I don't know if Ryan Pace went in there and said, that's it, you're playing the kid, or if Matt had a revelation. I could tell you that there were guys, they like Matt. They like playing for the dude. They like the culture that he set there. They don't like his play calling. I could tell you there were guys walking through that building going, coach, you got that pick right. That's the dude who's our quarterback right there.
Dave, how long have you been doing this?
30 years, and I was a college basketball coach and an NBA scout before that.
Mm. So in 30 years, coaching, scouting, all that, and you can't interpret coach speak? I'm surprised.
I can interpret coach speak. That's why I kept saying it. My boss has got mad at me here. Quit listening to what Matt Nagy says.
You were telling them that.
Yes, I was telling my audience. Don't listen to what this man says. Because if this kid goes out and played well against Detroit, he's going to start the next game. And if he plays well against Vegas this weekend, it's his job. Okay, yes. It moved up by a few days.
Yes, but that's what I kept telling Jay and Max and our people here as well. It's like, don't pay attention to what he's telling you. He's duping you. He's telling you to go left. Meanwhile, him and the rest of his crew is going right because they drafted this kid for a reason, and that's to get them over the hump. And the veterans in that locker room, like you said, are walking through the hallway and going, yeah, coach, this. And they're not going to throw Andy Dalton under the bus, but it's a certain way when you're on the practice field and a certain way and you're in films and things like that that give a coach an inkling that, okay, this is the right guy. And I think that that is kind of what took place the entire time, and you there on the ground, the entire time Pace and Nagy have been on the same page about what they wanted to do with this quarterback. We didn't get the information, so we didn't like it, so therefore we continued to trash Matt Nagy decision-making. That's the way that I saw it.
Okay, here's where I'm going to push back at you, and I'm going to be more on Jay's side. I think you're giving Matt Nagy too much credit. I do. I don't think he's as cold, calculating, and analytical as you're painting the picture to be, that he's going one way and zigging-zagging the other way. I don't believe that. I truly believe that Ryan Pace walked into his office and said, Matt, we're starting a kid. I truly believe that because there is no way that Matt Nagy is standing up there with his word salad answer for 4 minutes Tuesday, Key, and going, hey, if he's healthy, Andy Dalton's the starting quarterback. And 12 hours later, he's calling Justin in before he leaves the building and said, go home and celebrate. You're the starting quarterback. It's your gig going forward.
Sounds like he didn't have his directive from upstairs yet. That's where you get word salad.
Mm. Cap, we had Allen Robinson on yesterday. Do you think he'll be getting a ton of more targets considering David Montgomery is out?
I do think he'll get more targets. I love Allen. I think he's a wonderful football player. I don't think he's a top 10 receiver in the league. He doesn't have top end speed. He's not a top end athlete. He's a very, very good football player. So would I give him $20 million a year? No chance.
Jeez.
That's it? Just that?
I mean,
you know what occurs to me going forward? Like, you take two marquee franchises, the Bears and the Raiders. The Bears and the Raiders are marquee franchises, right? How often do they link up? And how often do they link up when they're both good, right? And when they both have quarterbacks, it seems? This is a big game. I feel like this is a big kind of nationally important game in a way that people don't even understand. Justin Fields, not just the starting quarterback for the Chicago Bears, named that way on an ongoing basis against another nationally branded team. It's big, is it not? Like, do you feel like this is something that's happening in Chicago now that hasn't happened in a while?
Yes, this is a huge game. This is a game they can win. Now, I feel better if David Montgomery was healthy, but I truly believe they can go in and win this game. Not telling you they will, but I don't think this is the Bears and the Browns with 9 sacks coming. I think they feel like, okay, we got our kid. We got to be better in protection. But they came out, I was told that they came out the other day. I watched the game. They come out in a jumbo package, first play, and boom, 9 yards, David Montgomery. Now, when Nagy was calling plays, that would never have happened. And if he had gained 9, he'd be standing on the sideline the next play. So it was totally different. Bill Lazor, I'm not telling you Bill Lazor is the greatest play caller ever. He's better than Matt Nagy.
That wouldn't be hard to do. Dave Kaplan, co-host of Captain Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 Chicago. You can listen to him weekdays from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Time on ESPN 1000. You got the Bills winning the Super Bowl. I don't know where you got that from, but tell us.
The Buffalo Bills have an outstanding coach. They have a really, really wonderful quarterback. They can run the football. They can play defense. I'm telling you, Key, you're not giving this team enough respect. Kansas City's defense, stop yourself. That team's not winning a Super Bowl. No shot. They got a great quarterback. They got a great offense. The Buffalo Bills are complete. If they stay healthy, they are your Super Bowl champ.
You do know they play each other this weekend, right?
Yes, they do.
And, yes, I do. Absolutely.
In Kansas City. And on top of that, you do know that Kansas City's offense has carried their team to 3 potential Super Bowl appearances, 1 victory, as well as 1 appearance in the Super Bowl. Then if it wasn't for a toe, they would have been in 3 straight Super Bowls, and they've never had a defense.
What does that do?
Although their defense gets better as the season goes on every year.
And guess what? We're at the beginning of the season. The season hasn't gone on yet.
Meantime, I like the Bills this weekend, and everyone will write off the Chiefs, and then the Chiefs will win 8 in a row.
Make sure you put that down in Vegas when you're there covering the fight this weekend.
What's the spread? And I want to know what the spread is on the game.
David Kaplan, thank you very much.
All right, Cap.
I listen every day, and Jay, come on home for a weekend, man. Let's hang out.
Hey, man, with the way the Bulls are looking in preseason, Cap, I'm going to be there
it's
a lot.
It's preseason.
How about the White Sox?
Can we get a word on the White Sox before you get out of here,
Big game today at 3, Cap.
Yeah, one thing, Key and Jay can back me up on this. Who told you when they hired Tony La Russa what a great hire it was and that dude would win a World Series before he retired?
Fair. Fair,
yeah,
Cap.
Even though he went through a little bit of some issues early on, but he figured that out.
Looks like Reinsdorf knew what he was doing, Cap.
Yes, he does. Jerry's a great person, man. People don't have any idea.
One of the best.
Thanks, Cap. Appreciate it. That's David Kaplan.
Have a great day, gentlemen.
You too. That's David Kaplan on the Goodyear Hotline, brought to you by Goodyear, with you for every mile on the road to greatness. Goodyear, more driven. Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. Key and Jay will tell you. Who has the better game next? KJM on ESPN Radio and Sirius XM Channel 80.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. We're asking on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed and call-in line, who needs a win more tonight, Rams or Seahawks? We'll get to that in a second. But first, here on ESPN Radio, it's time for Take Your Pick.
Take your pick.
All right, Evan, you want to do the honors?
So, last week we asked, who would you start a franchise with? Then we asked who'd get the better of each other with Brady Belichick. This one, we'll just keep it simple. Who has the better game? Let's start. Sunday Night Football, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes.
I think it'll be pretty even as far as the quarterbacks go, but I think when you look at it, because the dynamic nature of Patrick Mahomes, it will look better. So I think Patrick Mahomes will get the better of the Buffalo Bills. He just, is a dynamic playmaker, and he has a ooh-wee wow factor versus Josh Allen, who, he's going to do some stuff with Stephon Diggs and the gang over there and Emmanuel Sanders and Beasley. They're going to look okay, but just, I don't know. It's one of those ooh-wee moments for Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of hype, and it's deservingly so of how talented this offense is for the Bills. I mean, 35-0 versus the Dolphins. 45-0 versus the Texans. Kansas City is not the Dolphins or the Texans. Patrick Mahomes is, they're not playing against Davis Mills. Patrick Mahomes is an electrifying quarterback. I'll take Patrick Mahomes in this one.
I'm going to say I agree with what you guys are saying up until I see Buffalo making a defensive play on him. Maybe even he turns the ball over. The Bills win the game. What's happening with the Chiefs and Mahomes? They're 2-3. And then they wind up with 13 wins on the season. I'm going to go with Josh Allen in this one. I think the Chiefs haven't found their way yet.
I'm told we talk quarterbacks way too much on this show, and we're going to talk quarterbacks the rest of the segment. Let's take a little break. Giants, Cowboys, Zeke Elliott, Saquon Barkley, who has the better game?
Ezekiel Elliott has a better game. He's in a rhythm and a groove now. That offensive side of the ball is intact for the Dallas Cowboys. We know what they are on the receiving end of things. And he gets a breather from time to time because of Pollard in the backfield with him as his mate. So when you talk about who has a better quarterback in this situation, it is simply the Dallas Cowboys. Therefore, Ezekiel Elliott has the better day because 8 and 9 men will not be in the box because of the quarterback and the receivers. On the other side, the defensive side of the ball for the Dallas Cowboys are much better than they were in the past.
rivalry games. I know that you got to throw stats out the window. I mean, last 2 weeks, 238 yards for Ezekiel Elliott, 3 TDs. But for the sake of everybody knowing that I'm a Giants homer, I'm going to go with Saquon Barkley.
I'm also a Giants homer, but I'll tell you why I'm taking Saquon other than that. He hasn't had that game yet.
Breakout game.
He hasn't had it yet. It's getting closer and closer. A couple touchdowns. He is due for that game. I like Saquon.
Are you paying him?
I like Saquon, as I said. We evaluate all these things, Keyshawn, on an ongoing basis. Saquon's been an excellent player for us when he's been healthy. We need to make sure that he stays on the field, and we do everything we can do to help him there.
No, coaches talk.
That's not, but that he didn't do it right.
I'm sure I didn't.
He went too long. He's learning.
He went too long.
He
went too long.
So you do it.
You know, right now our evaluation is such that we're just going to try and continue to win football games, and we'll worry about that at a time when it makes sense.
Yeah, that's better. That is better.
Evan, we really need to build a segment called Coach's Talk, and the fans need to interpret what we're saying. Yeah. It would be a great segment.
Done. Let's go.
Go ahead, Evan.
Go.
Speaking of paying, Baker Mayfield, Justin Herbert, those guys are going to get paid soon, but who has the better game on Sunday?
Justin Herbert has the better game on Sunday. This kid is phenomenal. I think that when you watch him and the things that he's capable of doing, his poise in the pocket, understanding the defense, going from 1 to 2 to 3, and if it's not there, being able to use his athleticism, pulling it down and getting some yards, making hay out of the situation. Although the defensive side of the ball for Cleveland has been pretty good this year, I just think that what they have offensively for the Chargers and those receivers and Cook and Allen and Williams gives Justin Herbert an edge over the struggling Baker Mayfield to this point.
I'll go with Justin Herbert, but I think it's really interesting where Baker Mayfield is at. If you go back and you watch their last game, there were a lot of missed balls he had to OBJ, and you're hearing this narrative once again that started before OBJ got hurt, where he's either staring at OBJ or he doesn't pay attention to OBJ at all. And as that narrative continues to fester, I am curious to how Baker Mayfield will answer that call, how he will handle that scenario. Because, Max, we talked about they have Super Bowl chances, Super Bowl title hopes, right? But a lot depends upon the chemistry that Baker Mayfield and OBJ have.
I'm going Justin Herbert all day here. When I look at all the young quarterbacks in football, like let's leave Mahomes and Lamar Jackson out if they've been around a little longer. But and by the way, I'll even throw Dak Prescott in there among the young guys because he's coming off an injury. I know Josh Allen and Dak Prescott are excellent. They may be built to last differently than the guys I'm going to mention. I see Justin Herbert and Kyler Murray as a little differently talented. Herbert is differently talented. I like Justin Herbert all day here.
Bears, Raiders, talking about it all morning. Justin Fields going to get the start for the Bears. So, who has a better game, Justin Fields or Keys guy Derek Carr?
I really honestly think that it'll be Justin Fields in this game. I think, you know, Carr won't have a bad game, but Justin Fields will have a better game because of his style of play. He's now taking first-team reps basically for the third week in a row. He's grown. Bill Lazor called plays last week against the Detroit Lions. He will do it against the Raiders this week. Now there's a rhythm. There's a feel that he will have now that he is in the saddle full time. It'll be a different situation for him than it was against Detroit. They won't win the game, but he'll have a dynamic game.
Yeah, I go Derek Carr coming back home after a loss to the Chargers. And, you know, back to Key's point about Matt Nagy getting an extension.
What? Dan Cap agreed.
I'm not done. Without David Montgomery, though, if you're saying that the Bears need to win 8 games, now you have to overly rely upon Justin Fields to do more. That's asking a lot for a rookie quarterback. This can be a tough game for them.
I'm going to go Justin Fields just because I want it to be Justin Fields because I want to see the Bears with a great quarterback. I want Justin Fields to be that guy. So I don't know if he will be. He has special arm talent, like special arm talent, and I just want it to be him. I'm going to say Justin Fields.
Speaking of rookie quarterbacks, there's a chance Trey Lance also gets the start this weekend, still undecided there in San Francisco. But if Trey Lance plays, who has a better game? Trey Lance, Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray.
Probably Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say definitely
Stop
Kyler Murray.
Stop disrespecting Kyler Murray. This is not a question.
Probably Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray's been on fire recently. San Francisco's defense is not up to snuff the way we thought at the beginning of the season. I think that they could take advantage of that secondary at times with the positional players that they have at the skill set. So I would say that Kyler Murray would be able to just do what he does.
Did you watch Seattle take advantage of the secondary? I mean, they did it when they wanted to. And you talk about this Cardinals offense, and they lead the league in total yards and points per game.
Trey Lance is too inexperienced still, I think. I think, like, he'll get some reps this year now, but he does not have a lot of experience. Kyler Murray is the MVP of the league at the moment. Kyler Murray, easy.
All right, the Week 5 kicks off tonight. Rams, Seahawks, who has the better game, Matthew Stafford or Russell Wilson?
Ooh, such a good question.
Who's this game at?
It's at Seattle.
They're going to honor Steve Hutchinson.
Russell Wilson has a better game. In Seattle. They're honoring Steve Hutchinson, the 12th man, the noise, a little mist in the air. It'll be all that jacked up, ready to go on a Thursday night. It's Russell Wilson.
I'm going to go Matthew Stafford here as a bounce back game. You know, a week and a half ago, everybody was saying that the Rams, they're the best team in the NFL. They're the best team. And all I've heard is Seattle, their defense is questionable. Even though they were able to beat 49ers, I mean, 49ers defense is questionable. I'll go with the Rams.
I'm going to go with Russell Wilson simply because it's like I can see them both at 3-2 instead of Seattle under 500. And they're at home, and Russell Wilson, even if Seattle loses, Russell Wilson will have a big day. I'll go with Russell Wilson. What's going on?
Looking at Russell's picture, and I'm like,
he's so stupid.
From a distance, I'm like, he kind of has the photo that we're using. He kind of favors his wife at times now because of the tan and the kind of he's. Look at the picture, though. Look at him. Check him out. Chin down.
He's got
the square thing going.
Look at Matthew Stafford. Chin up.
Yeah.
Side of a model.
It's
chin down.
Russell.
Know what else? Russ is starting to get that.
The eyebrows. He got the whole thing.
He's starting
going.
To get that Tom Brady look, right? Like,
I'm looking. I'm like,
certain guys, alone, they marry into a certain industry, great quarterbacks,
leave
stay
Russ
in shape,
alone.
Take care of themselves, everybody and get the model look.
Everybody in the control room fell out laughing because I'm like, he's starting to kind of, and that's okay. It's like, when you're around somebody, you start, for so long, you start looking like them.
Yeah,
right?
You have to see couples start to look like each other.
Couples start to look like, and I've even seen people that start to favorite their dogs at times because they've been around. It's like
coaches and their mascots. Coaches and their mascots.
I swear to you, I think you could do a scientific study and they would find a reason for that. But there's no doubt you see people look like their partner. Right?
Russell probably going to hate me now, but that's okay. I'm like, hey, Russ, man, you starting to look like your wife a little bit, dog.
Do you look like your wife at all? Is it happening over time?
I don't think so. I'm a little darker than her, so
it can still happen.
Just a tad.
Yeah, I'm a little darker than her a little bit there.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
I look more like Evan.
Presented by Progressive Insurance.
That's what Uber thinks.
That's what Uber thinks.
I already beat you to it, Evan.
What's interesting when you have kids, though, is they, like, retroactively relate you, you know, like, because you see both the faces in the kids. All guests on the Goodyear Hotline, hot news or not news, including a former defensive player of the year being traded for a sixth-round pick, and that's after SportsCenter.
Reyes fires. Swing and a drive. Left field. On its way. Gone! Chris Taylor walks it off. He sprints around the bases, and the Dodgers are heading to the division series. Chris Taylor wins it in the bottom of the ninth.
Woo, that felt good last night. Chris Taylor's pinch hit game-winning home run in the bottom of the ninth sent the Dodgers to a 3-1 win in the NL wildcard game. Taylor joined Aaron Boone as the only players to hit a walk-off home run in a winner-take-all playoff game that they did not start in. The Dodgers will face the Giants in the NL Divisional Series starting Friday in San Francisco.
Meanwhile, in the American League, the Division Series gets started with a doubleheader on ESPN Radio today. Coverage starts at 3:30 Eastern when the White Sox visit the Astros. Then it's the Red Sox at the Rays. Every game of the Major League Baseball playoffs can be heard on ESPN Radio. And the Chicago Sky are headed to the WNBA Finals. Courtney Vandersloot had 19 points, and Candace Parker added 18 as the Sky defeated the Connecticut Sun to punch a ticket to the WNBA Finals for the second time in franchise history. The Sky will play either Las Vegas or Phoenix. The Aces won Game 4, 79-69 over the Mercury, and will play Game 5 on Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern on ESPN2.
Let's go, Chi-Town. Let's go, Chicago Sky.
Talking about those stories and more on what, Jay? On what?
This just in.
That's right.
Me, Max
Today.
Kellerman, 2 to 3. That's handsome guy I am.
That's true. 2 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. SportsCenter is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide. You can get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $299, no contract. All on America's best networks. Straight Talk Wireless, 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. All right. Jeff Darlington.
There he is.
There he is.
Oh, he's back in Miami.
Let's do it.
No longer up in New England. He's back in Miami. He got the whole setting behind him.
Yeah, man, right where I belong. Right where I belong.
Jeff, are you ready to play a little hot news or not news?
Oh, always. I'm always ready to play.
In that
Let's
case, in that case, here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max and ESPN Radio, Stephon Gilmore traded to the Panthers. Do I even have to ask hot news or not news? I guess I will. Hot news or not news?
That's hot news, man. That's real hot news and a big pickup. You know, more than the departure from New England is the pickup by the Carolina Panthers. I mean, this is one of the hottest defenses, if not the best defense in the NFL right now. Panthers are looking pretty legit here with an addition like this. I could have seen Gilmore making an impact on, I mean, a dozen teams in the NFL. And this is a big, big move by the Carolina Panthers.
Jeff, it is certainly hot news for a number of reasons on that front. You think about the Carolina Panthers' defense. They missed J.C. Horn. But you also got to think about, and you know this, Jeff, the division, right? You think about the teams that they got to play down the line. They got to see the Saints. Michael Thomas is no slouch. He'll be coming back healthy at some point in time, and that will be a problem. Then you talk about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They got receivers everywhere, pick and choose, right? They play them. So when you say, when you look at, they got the Bills on their schedule. And whenever a team makes a move like this, it's because they think they're really good and have an opportunity and a chance to make some noise within the division and the conference.
Boy, and when Christian McCaffrey gets back, when he comes back off that hamstring, I mean,
that's right.
Sam, Jeff, you know this. You know how everybody was all down on Sam Darnold last year. Boy, is it looking like a different Sam Darnold this year with weapons around him.
I said what Key just said on this just in yesterday. Like, you got to look at that division and the impact it could have. And here's the thing. This is hot news because the whole thing comes down. Is Gilmore going to get back to basically being himself or some version of himself? If he is, oh my God, is that hot news? One of the best in the – his defensive player of the year in 2019.
He didn't fall off. He just got injured.
Right.
Pro
if he
bowler.
Gets all the way back, this is
I agree.
No, scorching hot news. Matt Nagy commits to Justin Fields as the Bears' starting quarterback. Jeff Darlington, hot news or not news?
So it is hot news. I mean, this is a big deal. Justin Fields, now the quarterback in Chicago. It's just that it's a little bit dated because, in my opinion, in my mind, Justin Fields became the starting quarterback the second that Andy Dalton went down with his knee injury. There was not a bone in my body that believed that ultimately they would find a way to go back to Dalton. It made for a convenient excuse if, in fact, Justin Fields struggled and all of a sudden they could say, hey, we always said that it was Dalton's job when he was healthy. But this was Justin Fields' job the second Dalton went down. Now we get to watch him grow. Now we get to see what he can do as the starting quarterback of the Chicago Bears.
Jeff, I really need you to listen to what Key said about Matt Nagy earlier getting an extension. Well, pretty much he said he believes that at the end of the season, Matt Nagy will sign an extension. I don't even need to play the sound. I'll just say it to you. Your thoughts?
We have a long way to go
Thank you.
With this whole Matt Nagy ride. And I think I am going to reserve judgment. We will see.
Jeff, Key got me up here thinking like Matt Nagy, it's like the damn movie Inception, planted a seed. It's been this whole, I can't figure it out. It's the end of the movie, and I'm still trying to figure out what the hell happened.
Hey, all I'm going to say, Jeff, we had Dave Kaplan, one of the major voices in Chicago sports, Chicago 1000 on with us a little while ago. And Dave backed me up, and he agreed with me. that if Matt Nagy wins about 8 or 9 games
not happening.
With Justin Fields at the
helm,
then he's going to get an extension. It's not hard to see, just like it wasn't hard for you and I to see that once he took over, Andy Dalton's career in Chicago was washed. It's not hard. This is what the league does.
I agree that Matt Nagy, this was always going to be Matt Nagy's. And that was why I think people were so surprised that he felt so adamant about sticking with Dalton. Because it was like, man, Justin Fields is your contract extension. That's your job survival. If you want to be a self-preservationist, get that guy in the game as soon as possible. Now he is. Now we'll see.
See, I got it. One of the things that I have to do this offseason, Jeff, is make sure that I get you and Phil Yates and Adam and some of our guys to my coach speak class so we can teach you guys how to read the coaches you know what when they start getting up there just saying stuff when we all knew
that
Justin was going to be the damn quarterback.
Hey, don't forget, Cap said
we
earlier.
Don't have to believe the coaches when they talk.
Cap said earlier, he felt like that could have come down from the GM. And I think so. When you hear a coach word salad, as was said about what Nagy said, a lot of time that's because they don't have a directive from the front office yet. Then they get it, and then they can start telling you the truth. Jeff Darlington on the Goodyear Hotline playing Hot News or Not News here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Jeff, Urban Meyer said he, quote, never considered resigning as Jags head coach. Hot News or Not News?
There is a lot of hot news when it comes to Urban Meyer. This is not one of them. He also said that he has not been fined by the organization, that he didn't consider resigning. That wasn't where this was headed. Shad Khan was very supportive of Urban Meyer to this point, incredibly supportive. Did not necessarily expect them to start hot this season. So I didn't expect this to lead to the termination of Urban Meyer. But I will say it is another blemish for a guy who's had several of them. The idea that he stayed behind, didn't get on the team plane to come home. Those are the types of things that will start to raise eyebrows more than anything else about this story for Urban Meyer in his own locker room.
Yeah,
but no, this was not at the point where this was going to end it for him.
Yeah, Jeff, it's not hot news at all. And the only thing that I don't like about it as a player is get your ass on the plane with your team and go in and try and fix what
That's
our
what
problems are instead of messing around and hanging out because it's not the right thing to do at this time of the season. If you want to hang out and party and do whatever you do, do it in the off season like you would tell us to do.
Yeah, it's hot news because it really looked hot in the bar. And I'm sure that Hot in Here by Nelly was probably playing as well.
I agree exactly with you,
just
Jeff.
Like this, boy.
Just like this, Jeff. You know it.
Jeff, I agree with you exactly on this. This is not news for a story that seems to have more legs than it ought to have, right? Like, the story just keeps going on when you think maybe it's over, something else comes out and there's interest in it. But this one, that he never wanted to forfeit the money coming to him, essentially is
right.
Is not hot news. That is hot news or not news. Jeff, one more before you go. You were in New England this weekend for the game, Brady and Belichick. What was your, not hot news or not news, but what was your biggest takeaway from the game? You know, the moment where, out of everything you saw in Foxborough, what did you leave with?
I thought at the end of the game, I thought it was perfect, actually, the way it ended. Like, it wasn't like Brady just went in there and totally emasculated the Patriots. It wasn't like the Patriots, you know, made Tom feel like he didn't belong. I thought it ended perfect, and I thought it was the closure that everybody needed. The conversation that Bill and Tom had afterward, I felt just like at peace with the situation that they got the closure, you know, and they can just kind of move on with their own ways from here. That was the way I took it. I thought it was a perfect conclusion.
Can't wait to see them both in the Super Bowl this year.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it. That's Jeff
please.
Darlington.
What's Phil going to be doing
Hot
there?
News or not news
that was
with
just
us
a
on
Super Bowl.
What's
he
going to be
Darlington
for?
Max
he ain't coaching.
On ESPN Radio. Thanks, Jeff.
All right, JD.
Can you imagine that, though?
Thanks.
If somehow they both met in the Super Bowl, could you imagine what it would be like?
Jones would have got him
with
to
a
the
rookie,
Super Bowl.
See, if they had
It's not even that. I mean, just the Bill, Tom, both meet in the Super Bowl. Like,
if they had Cam this year, I wouldn't have ruled it out, actually.
Well,
they're
not going to the Super Bowl. I'm just saying, like, the craziness that we went through for basically two weeks.
For the Super Bowl.
For a 17-13 game or whatever it was. Yeah. Like, come on. Seriously?
The one thing Urban Meyer said and did.
Even more.
That left Key scratching his head.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
The Jags are 0-4, and the story all week has been the decision of head coach Urban Meyer to stay behind after the Jags lost to the Bengals. Yesterday, Urban Meyer held a meeting with his team where he once again apologized. Then he told the media he never considered resigning. But that still leaves the biggest question. Why did he stay behind? Here is Coach.
I thought at the time this is a chance for everybody to clear their head, including myself, to with my family located, where we were, to go spend a day or two with them and then get back, because I knew I wanted them to get out of Dodge too and clear their heads.
You know, that's the problem that I have in this situation with Coach Meyer is he stayed back, and I understand family and all of those sort of things, but you didn't travel with your team back to Jacksonville. You are an 0-4 team. You need to be in the room breaking down film, use as many days and as much time as you can to get it right. This is not a player. This is a head coach. This is not an assistant coach. That's the only problem I have with him doing it. Because I've played 11 years in the National Football League, and I've never, ever seen any of my head coaches stay back, win or lose. I've seen them say to us, hey, we're going to stay over on a Sunday. We're going to stay over till Monday. We'll fly back Monday afternoon because we won the game and we chilling and we just go extend it one extra day because there's 10 players on the team that are from the area and we want to give everybody them an opportunity to visit with their families.
Question.
Mm-hmm. Answer.
If you were on a team where a coach just told you the truth, we're going to stay over because I have family here.
Yes.
I want to see my family.
Yeah.
Would you wouldn't be like, oh, I got to stay over in Cincinnati wherever I am instead of getting out of Dodge because coach has family here?
No.
Wouldn't you rather go back and have coach catch up?
No. This is different than a player, Max. Throughout my career, in 11 years, I'm probably on the road. I can't even think of the amount of times that we traveled, but whatever the number is. I probably stayed back personally as a player a dozen plus times. Probably 12 times, maybe even more, that we would travel. For instance, I'm in Tampa Bay. I play for the Bucks. We go out to San Francisco. I'm from California. My kids live in the Bay Area with their mom. I'm divorced. I simply tell, hey, man, I'm staying back because I'll catch up with y'all. We're not doing anything on Monday or Tuesday. I'll see y'all at practice on Wednesday. I'll be there Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday night, so I can visit with my family and hang out and do things.
Makes sense. Instead of flying all the way back and then all the way back to see your family,
yes,
just stay there.
The difference is I'm a player. I'm not a coach. I don't have to get in and break down all the film to figure out what is happening. They need to get their breakdown of film to start game planning for our next opponent, even though we play on a Thursday night and we have several days. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Or I may be flying from New York to Dallas and I'm going to stay in Dallas just because we won the game, and I'll see you guys when we get back. There's a couple of us that will do that, and then we'll fly back.
You see, to me, this is a sign that it's starting to become exhaustive for Urban Meyer. Like, fatigue. Like, his comment about, man, every team in here is Alabama. Or, yeah, I want to stay back and see my family and just take a couple of days off to breathe. Like, it's a different grind when you're a head coach in the NFL, when it stops over and over. These are things you can do in college. But that, to me, shows a level of mental fatigue for him that is something I wonder how he gets rejuvenated to keep that high rate in order to coach at the league.
It's just he the head coach, and he made a bonehead mistake by not going back with the team.
Every player, every football player that I've heard comment on this has said the same thing. That rubs players the wrong way when the coach is like staying over and the team is going without him. That's the thing that seems to rub the players the wrong way.
I don't care about what happened in this restaurant. I don't give a damn. Ain't my problem. I'm just saying, as a team guy, get back with your team.
I think ex-players who now are in media would say that because you get it. But as a player, though, a lot of times, like, I didn't even know my coach was on the plane. Yeah. I mean, like, I'm gambling. I'm hanging out with my boys. We're talking about the game. Like, granted, like, you see them and stuff, but they're breaking down tape and things of that sort. But, like, as a player in that current moment, I'm not paying attention to where Urban Meyer is on the plane, to be real.
And
I got other stuff going on in my life.
And I knew my coaches were on the plane. I knew where they were.
But Keith,
because
it was always
with the coaches that I had, pained after a loss. Every last one, from Bill Parcells, John Gruden, John Fox, Tony Dungy, you could see it. They age in the game. They look 50 by the time the game over. They're 75. And you could tell that hurt. And that I remember, man, one night, I don't know who it was that we lost to. We flew back, got off the bus. All the coaches went into the facility and stayed there looking at the film and trying to figure it out. And the next day when we came in for our workout and sweat and do all that, they were still there, hadn't gone home. Mm. They still there trying. I'm like, man, if y'all ain't fixed this by now, y'all ain't gonna never fix it.
That's Coach K, man.
But see, right, you say that's Coach K. Football is different than basketball or baseball because it's a violent sport. You can only play so many games. And so each game has – it's like five basketball games, or literally, for the standings, like 10 baseball games. The amount of the kind of intensity of the importance and emotion surrounding each game is different. So I think when you say, Jay, sometimes I don't even know if my coach is on – because in basketball, in the NBA, for example, another game day
after tomorrow. You're traveling a lot, yeah.
You're traveling. In football, it's every single play. They're living and dying with each game. It's just different.
You get on the plane or a bus after a loss. Oh, Jay, you have no idea how they feel. You get to look at people like
basketball. Well, you can play it after tomorrow.
How does it feel on what team, though? How does it feel in your first year when you guys are losing a ton as opposed to being a championship team?
The one quarterback who's playing way better than his team record says. That's next. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.